Now, is this chapter 75? Or do I have to start again at 1? Like I'm a Brian McKnight balladeer at karaoke night trying to buy a one-way ticket to your underpants. Is that all I am? I don't want to be that. I don't want to be the karaoke night guy singing Brian McKnight's numerical roadmap. All aboard the bullet train to your underpants, because Brian McKnight has unlocked the Da Vinci Code of Love, whatever the fuck that means. I don't know why. I haven't thought about Brian McKnight in 20 fucking years. Why that one pop into my head, I don't know. Perhaps it's because, are we back on daylight saving time? And I recently just learned, I've been saying it wrong my whole life. I've been saying daylight savings time. Like plural times, like, but it's not. There's not an S there. It's just daylight saving time. Who fucking knew? Not this guy. But then again, no one has any idea what time it is outside of Arizona. You can't keep doing this to unstable people and think nothing is going to happen. And by doing this, of course, I mean yanking on the rug of time just to see what happens, just to see who falls over. Supposedly, once upon a time, it had something to do with fuel conservation during a war, or good luck researching that topic. You get 10 different answers. Is it agriculture? Yeah. Is it for the farmers? Something about fuel conservation. I don't know. It's fucking stupid. You can't just yank the carpet. The rug of time? Someone should write a book called A Wrinkle in Time. Maybe it could be about leadership. So no one has any idea what time it is. Do I need to apologize? Right. We're not going back to one. We're just gonna breeze through. We're not gonna pretend like nothing happened, although that might have been a wiser tact. We missed a lot last week. Can we talk about politics for just a second? Of course, it was Super Tuesday, which was not super at all. This is the worst primary season in the history of primary seasons. This is supposed to be the most curious, thrilling election. Twists, turns, plots, surprises. Where are we going? No, it's just, thus far, it's official. We're grading out as boring as fuck. We'll see. Still a long time to go, and still plenty of chance for things to go fucking nuts. And this is Earth, after all. Nikki Haley swung by the magazine stand, and now Nikki's back to the hotel lobby. George Santos showed up at the State of the Union saying he's going to run for Congress again, which, great. He'll have no problem raising funds. And then, of course, the State of the Union itself. We'll get back to that in a minute. But the best thing ever, I agree with the world on this. We're all in sync. God bless the ultimate gift. Because it has been kind of a boring political year, considering that one of the candidates keeps getting indicted and going to court, and the other one doesn't know his name, and there's a lot of things going on, right? It should be boring, but it kind of... And who flies down to Earth? Like a little angel of over-emoting fucking just bad shit buffoonery. God bless you, Katie Britt. God bless you. Welcome to the party. I would like to never leave her kitchen. People are giving her guff. Again, this is one of my things. One of my problems. Too much guff given. But they're giving her a lot of guff about being in the kitchen. I would never leave her kitchen. I'd just sit down there and read the Bible aloud and laugh my way to heaven. Because that place seems rad. And it's in Alabama. So thank you, Katie Britt, for being you. Also, Iron Mike Tyson, who was, is he 58? Is he 57 or 58? He's going to fight the boxing Paul brother, is it Jake? On Netflix? I'm into that spectacle. Back to the State of the Union for just a second. You think Biden is crazy like a fox? Here's a hint, he's not, but at this point, his secret weapon is the gift of low expectations. And for just about any human, there's few things more gratifying than the gift of low expectations. Like anything not historically awful. Like if an ambulance doesn't show up, you know, and he's still fully dressed at the end of it, it's a fucking win. So, not sure how Trump's going to deal with that. I don't know what to do about the Biden camp, about the debates, if you're in the Biden camp. But full confession, and I don't want you to be upset by this, but I am not in the official what should Joe Biden do about the debates phone tree. Regretfully, I've been excluded. To the detriment of everything. Fish B, we'll get to your questions in just a second, where I'm confident you'll save us. TikTok ban? It seems the TikTok ban is getting closer and closer, although Trump has now come out against the TikTok ban. I got a feeling, no, I don't think so. Thank you, Fishby. And the reason I don't think so, TikTok has spent the most, maybe not the most, an incredible amount of money, incredible amount, on the most powerful lobbyists in Washington, D.C. Republicans, Democrats, key players from the Obama administration. Awesome. All right, Fishby, now and only now will I read your questions. Puff, puff, pass, pass. Peter Pipeman, the patron saint of silly putty erotica. It's me, Fishby. And is Fist Bump Guy deeply worried about you? And what is it about award shows that make you want to cry like a small, pathetic child? And brilliant question. Today's category. Gastric geology. Fishby, how are you not writing for Jeopardy? I mean, the category is gastric geology. I don't know what it means, but now I can't turn this podcast off. Oh my gosh. But first, the questions. Is the fist bump guy deeply worried about me? Yeah, when I when I come in and come out of the building, fist guy or fist bump guy's out there, and you know, it's all right there in the name. That's the extent of our relationship. He doesn't know my name. Why would he? I'm not running for the mayor of the housing project. But yeah, I don't want to say no one is concerned, but I'm just going to lie and tell you I'm fine, so. Yeah, I mean, it's cool. I'm fine. And then what are you going to do? What are you going to pry? Come on. I am a bank vault. And you are a kindergartner who is not getting into that bank vault. I don't even know what I'm talking about at this point. The fist bump guy. Right, the fist bump guy. Right, and somehow it got to the way that all of us do. It's not that we're trying to lie or deceive the people that care about us. In a way, we're trying to protect them, and you don't want to bog anyone else down. What is it about award shows that made me want to cry like a small, pathetic child? It's not because I feel like I should be on stage winning awards. I'm certainly not that delusional. But I always am inspired. I mean, people watch the Oscars and they see like the most beautiful people in the world in Hollywood. I see a collection of freaks, geeks, oddballs, and nerds that maybe if they weren't working in Hollywood would be fucking homeless. You know, but they all come together, support, you know, and make beautiful art. And I think that's a really cool thing. And I'm not going any deeper than that. That's like, that's me giving you a peek at the vault. And I don't know why I call you a kindergartner. I don't know. And brilliant question. Today's category, gastric geology. Who has the most stomachs? Is it three friendly Japanese octopi or a goat and a cow that are Siamese twins from Vermont or the average friendly Pakistani family household? Oh boy, who has the most stomachs? Three friendly Japanese octopi. The goat and the cow, Siamese twins. Do they share organs? No? Okay. Or the average friendly Pakistani family. I don't fucking know. Is that an okay answer? I don't even want to guess. I know you gave me three choices. I'm punting. Slide over the answers. Kindergartner. I would, for the record, I retract any tone of negativity that there might have been when I said the word kindergartner. I would love to be the hero of any kindergartner. That's a fact. The answers. There's zero stomachs in an octopus. The esophagus goes to a magical digestive gland with magical enzymes. We have like 10 seconds. It's like a liver-stomach combo. I guess we'll have to wait tomorrow to get the exciting conclusion to this one.